One guy, I think we missed him when we were talking about the highlights, but we really should point it out because I think it is going to be, not only was it one of the most important points over the course of the weekend, but I think when you look at towards the season, this is going to be incredibly important. And that was the performance of Spencer Strider out of the bullpen. Yeah. It was on opening day night.
Mm-hmm. Coming into
relieve Fried, 5 strikeouts in 2 innings and just looked utterly dominant. You know, maybe some of that is down to the fact that the Reds don't have, you know, they don't have tape on him. Maybe they weren't anticipating him coming out of the bullpen with the kind of stuff that he had, but my God, I mean, like, if you can throw like that, this is the way I describe it on Andy and Randy. He proved himself to be a weapon. Like, he can be an effective, he gets outs, like his stuff absolutely plays at the highest level. And if that's the case, then the Braves will find a role for him to use that weapon, for Brian Snicker to be able to use him, whether that's as a reliever, whether that's as a starter, whether that's as a opener type. I don't know what it's going to end up being over the course of the season. Maybe it'll be various things, but all I know is that this guy is going to help the Atlanta Braves.
Well, look, Joe, this is a guy that we had talked about multiple times, a guy that I've been very high on. And then I kind of went through the whole expectations of like, okay, maybe he starts out the year in Gwinnett because of what they're doing otherwise. Because when you look at this bullpen as a whole, you're like, I mean, they're pretty set without a guy like Spencer Strider. And they'd be just fine, in my opinion. They'd be very talented. And so you see why this guy has been kind of rushed along so quickly through the majors. I mean,
pitched at every level last year.
Yeah, we say like he was drafted in 2020. I mean, he is, Joe, he is 3 weeks ago helping a friend of my friend move boxes as he's moving out of his apartment in Knoxville, Tennessee, where Spencer Strider and some of his buddies train up in Knoxville. And like that, I mean, that's just, it's one of those that shows his youth. Like, this is a really young guy, a guy who is used to riding buses and doing all of the minor league type stuff. And yet, because he's so good, he's been put on the stage and his first opportunity was lights out. And that's, I mean, when you got a guy who can throw triple digits and can locate it. And that's been his biggest thing, is like his little, you have to be concerned about, which is anybody who's throwing that fast, you want to make sure that they can locate their pitches and they don't end up, you don't end up with walks, or you don't end up leaving the ball over the plate and, you know, guys launching it into the stands.
Right.
It's just makes me happy because I'm like, yeah, okay, here we go with another weapon that the Braves are going to get to use this year that's going to help them when you watch teams like the Dodgers have all of these little pieces, have the Dustin Mays, have the what's his name? I can't think of his name right now. Was an opener for the Dodgers last year that's similar as far as throwing as hard as Spencer Strider is doing. But it's just adding one more piece that is going to make this team that much better.
Yeah, it seems like, I mean, I'm not a draft guru or follow the minor leagues too closely. I more just like listen to other people who know what they're talking about to get my information on it. But it certainly seems like the Braves have drafted damn well over the last few years. Some of these pitchers that are coming through are really good. Bryce Elder is another guy to keep an eye on, who I think was drafted. And I think it was in the same draft in 2020. And he's going to be pitching in AAA this year, and that guy is also potentially a lights out starter.
I was about to say he had the last start of spring against the Rays and had an incredible start last week that made me kind of, because you know that's essentially kind of like a throwaway game as they weren't having any starters or any real like true Braves pitchers pitching that one, but then to see Bryce Elder go, and I was kind of like, oh, okay.
I know Bryce Elder just strikes out a ridiculous amount of players too in the minors. So, just kudos to the Braves. It can be tricky to integrate young pitchers into like a team of the Braves level, you know, a team that's competing for a championship because, you know, they're so up and down, they're so hot and cold. But if these guys, and especially Strider, who's obviously already, you know, getting his feet wet and at the majors level, man, if they can maintain any level of consistency, it would be a great sign and could follow in the footsteps of Max Fried. I've been saying this for a long time, but Max Fried pretty much started out, you know, as a bullpen guy, and eventually kind of moved himself into a starting role. If you can use them out of the bullpen as a way to, you know, ramp them up in terms of their innings and their usage in their career, and then kind of pivot them more towards a starting role in a couple years' time, then, man, it could be a great path for guys like Strider and Elder. We'll see what happens with Elder, but even just to see what we've seen already from Strider is fantastic.